Thank you, Master. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give him a clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat. Welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus. A month of above, only in power and in glory. Today we are going to look at that glory dimension. Greetings from Asaba Delta State. Powerful crusade. Show you the clip shortly. Created and redeemed unto glory. Part 2. Created and redeemed unto glory. Psalm 8, verse 1 to verse 6. And our objective this morning is to understand the realm of glory where we exist, and to understand our access into glory. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou made him a little lower than angels, than Elohim. That's the Hebrew there. And you have crowned him with glory. You clothed him with glory. You clothed him with honor. Hallelujah. By way of introduction, it is important to know that man was created, clothed with glory. Created and clothed with honor. When man fell, the Bible said that Adam saw that they were naked. How come they were just seeing that they were naked? They were not wearing cloth, but they couldn't see their nakedness until they sinned. They were not wearing physical cloth, but their nakedness was not seen until they sinned. So what was it that covered them before they sinned? It was glory. All sinned and came short of the glory. They came out of the glory. They became disqualified for the glory covering. So you are not created for nakedness. You are not created for wretchedness. You were not created for shame, ignominy, reproach. We were created decked with glory. Somebody say, I was created for glory. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all glory, all honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasures they are. And we're created
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasures they are and are created. There is none holy as Thou, Lord. There is none besides Thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord.
It's a clothing of glory. We fell short of glory by sin. But Christ in you became the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1 and in verse 27. So we're created for glory. We fell from glory. But we became redeemed again. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Somebody shout glory. Shout it louder, glory. Say, I was created for glory, redeemed unto glory, and called unto glory. Now, Romans chapter 8 and in verse 30 tells us about the calling unto glory. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Predestinated to be called. Called to be justified. Justified to be glorified. You were not saved to be shamed. You were saved to shine. You were justified to be glorified. And you see, glorified is past tense, not a future matter. You are the glorified person that the devil was trying to impose shame on. For as long as you belong to God, don't settle for anything less than glory. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? For as long as you belong to this kingdom, don't settle for anything short of the glory. Somebody shout, I refuse everything that is less than the glory, that is short of the glory. Say, the glory realm is my realm. Somebody was with us throughout the crusade, followed us from the crusade here, and then from the airport down. He looked at me and my wife. He said, life, Deo. There is life that we are not aware of. Life day. When you step in and God is at work effortlessly. Somebody sent me a message. Say, what a crusade is this? All manner of things happened that you never took an offering. Not a dime. People were saved free of charge. healed free of charge, delivered free of charge, medically consulted free of charge, prescription drugs given free of charge, food distributed free of charge, and nobody is complaining nothing. Yes, the young boy who was delivered of madness 3 years ago returned back to the same crusade this year, and the madness remains cured. And now he has been given scholarship to go to school and finish. Woman who was barren 3 years ago in the last crusade was healed, and she came with her child who is about two years plus or more now in this current. Do you understand what I'm saying? A man healed of crippling condition on two crutches in Owerri Crusade was in this one standing as an usher. Was healed on this life day. It is the life of the glory. I want you to rebel against glorylessness. Rebel against it. Glory is glowing. To be in the glory is to be in the glow. Now, if we are called unto the glory, unto glory, like we saw in the first service, if we are justified to be glorified, what is the glory realm all about? I may not exhaust it. I mentioned about 6 things in the first service. I'm not going to go into that because of time. I'm just going to go straight. If I say number 1, that may mean number 7 because I dealt with 6 in the first service. Now, what is the glory realm all about? First, the glory realm is the realm where the supernatural is natural. The supernatural is natural. Things happen. In fact, the glory realm is the realm where the miraculous happens in a ridiculous manner. So ridiculous. You're looking for wine and they say bring water. John chapter 2, verse 5 all the way to verse 11. And just under your gaze, wine turned, water turned into wine. When just many years ago, for a meeting in the church, a young man that had broken bones, that had metal fixation, internal fixation, and had metal inside his hand that made it impossible for the hand to move, and with a lot of pain, every time he tries to move the hand, the bone makes contact with the metal inside. It shocks him and he brings the hand down. By the time the power of God moved in that place, he moved his hand like that. No sensation of metal inside. No pain, no restriction of movement. While the people were talking, he said, "What just happened?" So, well, what happened? I don't know. But the God who can turn water to wine can turn metal to bone. Ogidi gidi. Ola, 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 ola. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It happens in a very ridiculous manner. He makes the blind to see. He makes the seeing to be blind. The seeing to be blind. That was what happened to Elimas, the sorcerer. When he contended with the power of God, Paul blinded him on the spot. The same anointing. It has two edges. Make the barren to have children. Make the one that it's not barren to be barren. That was what happened to Michal, Saul's wife. I mean, David's wife. When he tried to mock God, she was rendered barren for life. The supernatural, you didn't, it's not a matter of you being a pastor. It's a matter of you being in the glory. Things in your office, things in your neighborhood, things in your realm of existence, there are things happening there that are not natural at all. The supernatural becomes natural. I am here to announce to somebody, in the glory realm that you are in right now, the supernatural shall be natural around your life. Shout yes! Shout glory! Number two, the glory realm is the realm where existing things are increased or enhanced in quantity and quality. They are increased, they are enhanced. The glory is an enhancer. In the last service, we saw how the glory brings into existence things that did not exist. Here we are seeing how the glory takes things that are existing and turns them into something else. It was the glory that took the water and enhanced its value. And probably its quantity, will come to that later. The chemical formula for water is H2O. H2O. They already showed it on the screen. And if it's a wine that is based on glucose or sweetener, it will be C6H12O6. See what the glory just, what happened. And this miracle, this beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. John chapter 2 verse 11. So that miracle was a miracle of the glory. The H2O. If you see the H2O, you can see H2O still inside the other one. Just that it has been multiplied 6 times. So it became H12O6. And then 6 times carbon molecule was added to it. So the glory multiplies what you have and adds what you lack. The H2O was multiplied. The carbon wasn't there before it was added to produce the wine. What you are can be multiplied. What you lack can be added in your life by the glory. When we started off in ministry, all the things we see in manifestation in our lives today were not there. All of them were not there. Maybe what was visible or obvious was about 1/10 of it. And then it unfolded layer by layer. What was there became explosive. One thing I know, I had passion for God and a rugged evangelistic fire. That one was there since day one. To your share. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I announce to somebody, the glory realm you have stepped into is about to enhance your life. It's about to enhance your destiny. It's about to enhance your life. You are saying amen. Shout the loudest. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number three. The glory realm. I like this. What was the number two? Existing things are increased or enhanced in quantity and quality. Number three. The glory realm is the realm where manifestations happen at the speed of light. They happen literally at the speed of light, at the speed of God. For God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. The glory realm is the realm of supernatural acceleration. It's the realm of supernatural acceleration. Supernatural amplifications. Where things are expedited and happen literally suddenly. Somebody say amen. There is something we call miracle supplies in the glory. I'll come to that shortly. Where things happen almost as if you blinked. And then here is the result. How come? Since when? The glory. The glory. The glory. What you see in the glory in a day, people in their effort may not see in 100 years. In a day, a day, a day, a day of swimming in the glory, a day of reveling in the glory, is a realm of acceleration, a realm of acceleration, a realm of acceleration, a realm of unusual speed, a realm of unusual manifestation. Somebody received a payment of 50 million naira, I think, a few weeks ago. He said, this is the first time this kind of money is hitting my account. And it's like when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When is Jesus, please sit down. When Jesus said they should pour water into the wine, pour water into the pot. John chapter 2 verse 7, Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. Verse 8, and he said unto them, draw now. Draw when? Why not later? How long did it take before they filled the pot, before the water turned to wine? How long? Anybody who no fear God, fear for him. Ele. Ele won an award yesterday in Kenya. Remind me of the title of that award. So when the praise leader was, I think you will just jam it again for us very soon. Draw it now. Why can't you say, wait a bit, let the chemistry change? Can I shock you? When they told him the water pot is filled, why couldn't you say, Father, the water is filled? Kindly confirm your word by turning this water to wine. For where? Not a word of prayer. Draw it out now. That is what I know of the glory. There are results that happen before you have the time to doubt.
Maranatha Gospel Awards.
Go ahead and give the Lord a praise, a praise, a praise. There are results that happen before you have the time.
First Continental Praise Thanksgiving Gospel Song. 2024.
That shall be your portion very shortly. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Somebody get ready for speed on your mask. Get set. Go! In the glory, 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 in the glory. Get ready for speed. Get ready for acceleration. Get ready for things to happen suddenly at the frequency of light in the glory. Hey! Isaiah chapter 48 verse 3. Everybody read it with me. 48 verse 3. Want to go? Read it with me. Want to read? I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly. How did he do them? He did them gradually. How is your life going to change? How is your visa going to come? How is your marriage going to happen? How is the childbirth going to happen? How is your captivity going to turn? The glory realm is the realm of suddenly. It's the realm of rushingly. Oh, is the realm of unusual speed and acceleration. If we are called unto glory and unto virtue, delay is not your portion. Stagnation is not your destination. Delay is not your portion. Stagnation is not your destiny. What you have been expecting, what we are trusting God to do for you, is about to happen for you. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Don't be shocked if you walked in a bank and suddenly God said you should own a bank. I have seen that. I've seen that. I've gone to dedicate at least two banks. One belonging to someone in this commission, one belonging to someone else in another commission. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Both of them worked in banks before. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus, the resurrected Lord. It will happen with speed. Before this month is over, it will be clear that you have stepped into the glory realm. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. How is it about to happen to you? Look at your neighbor, say, get ready. Something good is about to happen. Suddenly. Number 8. Confirm that your followership. If I said number 8, you should be able to correct it. Not 9. For this service is number 4. And overall numbering is number 10. Now number 4. The glory realm is the realm of inexhaustible results and supplies. Inexhaustible. The glory causes results and supplies
store. Be practically inexhaustible. I think Jesus walked in the glory realm so much that he employed a thief as a treasurer. His name, Judas Iscariot. The Bible, you see, when a person stole until it is recorded in the Bible, that why are you wasting this oil? Why didn't you sell it? And give it to the poor. You know, we have many Judases in this generation. Why did church do this? Why didn't they use the money to do that? That is Judas spirit. They will behave exactly like Judas. Put them in charge of money, they will eat all of it. So they just assume that anybody who is a pastor is eating church money, because they will eat it if they were there. Why is this waste of money? Why is it not sold and given to the poor? Why should they build a big church? Use it to build factory, build industry. As if the church is now government that is responsible for factory building. We'll talk about it another day. But the church has done so much more than most governments of the world. Harvard is church. Cambridge is church. Oxford is church. Covenant University in our own Nigeria here is church. All church founded. Some of the people talking garbage against church claim to go to Harvard. Some. In fact, those who really went to Harvard won't talk like that. Just local failures. Judah said, why is this thing not given to the poor? The Bible says, this he said, not that he cared for the poor. The same thing with our generation. Why did church do this? Why don't they give the money? Not that they care for the people. They care for nothing. But because he was a thief and had the bag. Bible is complete. The guy was a thief. So he was always stealing what was inside the bag. Jesus, who knows all things, employed a thief and says, steal it and see whether you can finish it. Couldn't finish. The thief couldn't thief it finish. Couldn't steal it finish. That was the miracle that happened in Cana of Galilee. The wine could not be finished. The first wine finished. The marriage saw the end of the first wine. The second wine saw the end of the marriage. No devil will see your end, though. You will see their end. No waster of life will see your end. You will see their end. That's another word for another day. The second wine saw the end of the marriage finish. The wine didn't finish. When God does it in the glory, people will be watching when you will come down. The more they watch, the more you go up. Say, give him time. Give him a little time. Let's just watch. And they keep watching and watching. And they gave Prabhupada time since. That is your time. They gave all of them time. Give them time. He says, give them time. All this noise they are making, give them small time. The noise, not the end though. News. It just gets better and better, bigger and bigger, larger and larger. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I prophesy to somebody here, you are shining to your perfect day. Shout the loudest, amen. Get ready. The last time your resources finished in your hands, it shall be the last forever. Provided you remain connected to the covenant of supernatural supplies. You get a job, everything finished before you get another job. That's an abomination. Money enters your hand. The one that can finish before another one will start. That is incorrect. You are meant to step in there and remain there. You are not meant to be spending from your reserves and spending from your store and finishing your savings because nothing is coming anymore. Today, that order is over. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud voice amen. Number 5, the glory realm is the realm of light. And this light is the light of distinction. The first light we talked about in the last service was the light of direction. Here we are dealing with the light of distinction. The glory brings a man out of the dark, out of the shadows. The kind of people they say who dash monkey banana. Is Saul also among the prophets? And who is his father? Which part of the town do they come from? Rejected stones. From rejected corners of the land. From rejected part of the tribe. All of a sudden, glory lands. And he said, bring David here. We will not sit down until he comes. When my father and my mother reject me, the Lord will pick me up. Psalm 27 and in verse 10. I don't know who is here that is a victim of rejection, a victim of abandonment, but the glory of God is picking you up now. Say a louder amen. Shout glory. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, please take your seat. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For the darkness cover the earth and gross darkness, but the Lord shall be seen upon you. Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen. Now listen to this. There is something I enjoy about the glory. You can encounter the glory of God, and that glory supplies you distinction light until yourself becomes light. You are illuminated to a point where you become an illuminator. You are lighted to the point where you become a light focus. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that can't be hid. This is what I mean. In the glory, you get light, you get direction, you get guidance. You are so guided and so directed until you become a direction. People know what to do when they observe you. People know steps to take when they watch your steps. People know moves to make when they watch your moves. People in darkness become encouraged when they see the brightness of your light. You chase away depression from people's lives. I know you are looking for light, but there is something God wants to do with your life. He wants to turn you into light. A generational light. A light for your family. A light in your community. A light in your institution. A light among your friends. A light among your loved ones. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. That is the glory realm that you have been called unto. Not to be missing road in life. and wandering inside darkness. And people are wondering, are you still there? There were people I knew from Campus on Fire. We don't know their address today. That is not of God. I had to check the internet for a particular person that I used to cast out devils when I used to know him on the campus. At that time, we were not even near anything like that yet. I couldn't find him anywhere. I had to check and check and check and check until I noticed the name somewhere that with nothing significant happening. No. The path of the just shining light that shineth more and less. More and less. More and less, then less and less. No, sir. More and more. And more and more. Whatever we heard of you yesterday should be shadow compared with what we are hearing now. Hey!
Whatever we know of you spiritually, whatever we know of you economically, yesterday should be shadow compared with what we are hearing and what we are knowing and what we are experiencing today. Somebody shout glory!
I'm sorry to preach like this, but are you hearing what I'm saying? You shouldn't make God ashamed. There is a behavior you behave that God is wondering, am I the father of this one? The endless expectation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. The world is waiting for God's children to show them who born them. I want to show you who born me. That Jehovah born me. Somebody say a loud amen.
I see somebody that is getting absolutely lighted and becoming a light in your generation and coming out of darkness, stepping out of here this afternoon. And if you are that person, shout glory!
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Finally, number 6. And this is number 12. Overall, the glory of the Lord. The glory realm is the realm where the terror of the Lord clothes a man. In the glory realm, the terror of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the dread of the Lord literally clothes a man. It's a realm where people get afraid to get close, especially evil people. Exodus chapter 34, 29 to 30.
And it came to pass, when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone, that his glory from God infected Moses while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him.
Glory clothed him until fear catch them.
In Acts chapter 5 and in verse 13, the apostles walk in the realm of glory until people fear them. And of the rest, does no man join himself to them, but the people magnify them. They couldn't get close.
For a long time, I wondered why There were certain people I wanted to get close to. Not people up necessarily, but people that I thought I could get close to help, to assist. The more I get close, the more they draw back. And I began to wonder, Lord, what is it? And he said, they can't stand what you represent. They can't stand it. They like to hide in darkness, and you move in light. So it's an oppression. Your stand rebukes their compromise. You didn't need to say anything. They just shot. While I was in the university, Indian hemp smoker, rough guy. I never saw him smile all his life. His face was as black as black, this black chair. Every time you saw him coming, was frowning permanently. But when he saw me coming, he would move aside. 30-something years ago, university. One day I caught him. Come here, kneel down. Prayed for him, led him to Christ, laid hands on him, cast out devils of Indian hemp. He gave his life to Christ. Got filled with the Holy Ghost. Then he told me. He said, anytime I saw you coming, anytime he said, he felt as if you were coming to catch me and kill me. The devil inside him dreaded what I carried. Person that others feared was fearing what we carried. And they traveled. And the terror of the Lord. Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 5. The terror of the Lord was upon the cities that were round about them. They were carrying a glory shield. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Today, your pursuers shall be buried in glory. From this moment forward, I announce, I prophesy, I declare, they will see something upon your life that will make it impossible for them to pursue you. It will make it impossible for them to look for you. You are saying amen. Say it like a believer. How many of you are ready for the glory realm? You are ready to shout glory. You are ready to shout it loud as glory. You are ready to shout that at the top of your voice. Shout glory. Take your seat. So what have we said in this service? The glory realm is the realm where the supernatural is natural. The glory realm is the realm where existing things are increased or enhanced in quality and quantity. It's a creative dimension too. The glory realm is the realm where manifestations happen with a twinkling of an eye. The realm of acceleration and speed. The glory realm is the realm where results and supplies are inexhaustible. The glory realm is the realm of light, the light of distinction. The glory realm is the realm where the Pharaoh of the Lord clothes a man. The Pharaoh, what is the way of the glory? Is the same with what I said in the first service. It is the way of uprightness, the way of holiness. God is glorious in holiness. We fall short of glory with iniquity. We walk in the realm of unusual glory. That was how Jesus walked in such glory. He was tempted at all points but without sin. So he operated in glory beyond measure. The glory of Samson ended when he compromised. The way of glory is the way of uprightness. Is the way of a clear conscience. Secondly, it is the way of obedience to divine instruction. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do, do. And verse 11 said, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. The way of obedience ushers in the beginning of miracles. The way of obedience is the way of the glory.
The rebellious Adam, as soon as they disobeyed God, this fruit, don't eat it, they ate it.
That was glory disappeared. If you are in disobedience in any area of your life, you will not see the glory. And if you want to see the glory, ask God, is there an area of my life where I am in disobedience to you? Open my eyes, show me. Is there an area of my life where I am in disobedience? I ask for mercy and I ask for forgiveness. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are and just begin to thank Him for His word to you today. You are glorious, glorious, glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious.
Glorious. Glorious. You are glorious.
You are the Lord. You are glorious, Lord.
You are glorious.
Take your hands and give Him the praise. We're going to pray just now and ask for an invasion of the glory and impartation of the glory upon our life. But before we do that, take a quick look at the glory manifestation at the Healing and Deliverance Crusade in Asaba. Quickly show it to us.
We stand and take authority over the power of the waters of the Niger. We take authority over the powers of the Delta. We command the principality and territorial covering of Delta State to bow now. Where is the person whose name starts with an M, with an ear that is not hearing? Like a right ear that is not hearing?
Her name is Messi. Her stepmother slapped her on the ear, and the ear was deaf.
Jesus. Amen.
That ear has been deaf for more than 20 years. The person who cannot lift another leg and lift your right shoulder. And you will notice that the hand is lifting and moving. The stroke is gone. The fractured neck is and fractured bones of the hand is gone. For 13 years, that shoulder has been locked because of his miracles above him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of paralysis. Broken bones be mended. Paralyzed legs receive life. In the name of Jesus, I command the serpentine spirit that bound that leg and waist, get out of that leg now. Get out of that waist right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to walk. Some of you will be able to run, but I command you to walk right now.
That woman with the walking frame lifted is now dancing.
Came in with inhaler like an asthmatic. Just take a deep breath in and you'll know that your chest is free right now. And if you are the one like that, just run out to the inhaler, lift it up. Asthma just right now.
Anyone who already received a touch of God in the course of this service, please come forward and let's hear from you.
Over 10 years. 17. Are you just looking like that to everybody?
Medical outreach. Free consultation, free prescription, free treatment. This is scaling and polishing of teeth by the dentist. This is Dr. Pastor sitting and consulting. And Dr. Pastor Mrs. Free food. Preach to them, you pray for them, you treat them, you give them food, free of charge.
We declare this sanctuary open in the name of the Father and of the Son.
Beautiful Asaba Church.
Open for the manifestation of the presence and the power of God.
deliverance and breakthroughs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
God is lifting you out of the technology called barrenness. You shall no longer be called barren. God is establishing you. The spell of marital delay is arrested. God is establishing you. You shall marry after this crusade. You shall have your children. God shall lift you, and God shall heal your body.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Be healed. Be whole.
Fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire. The altar of the sufferings and every power of the water. No!
Mr. Chigoze, diagnosed of end-stage kidney disease.
End-stage kidney disease and then liver disease and heart disease. Three major organs.
Has been on dialysis since May this year. 3 times every week. But from yesterday, they've not gone on dialysis this week. From yesterday, not even today, he has gone to urinate 4 times.
The kidney is back to normal. Are you not sick? If power can enter handkerchief, power can enter person. If power can enter oil, power can enter person. We release this oil on the ground, and we have it to run subterranean in every territory in this land, that the fire of God will burn the dragons in the rivers, the dragons of the waters, the leviathans of the waters. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the state and the leadership of the state. We decree that this state shall become and fulfill the purpose of God for us. In the name of Jesus, now I speak to them that the power of God will dismantle every evil foundation of your life. The power of God will break every chain. The power of God will open every door that is closed. The power of God will visit the root of every affliction in your family, in your house, and in your destiny. The power of God, I declare, will lay to rest every human and demonic principality. Everyone that will not let you rest, they shall be laid to rest in this.
What a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Anybody ready for that kind of power and glory? Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. I'm going to pray an impartation prayer and the release of God's power. If there's anyone in the first segment of the worship today, something happened to you, somebody will be back there to receive and hear from you. But right now, before I pray and ask for a glory invasion, I couldn't do this very well in the first service because of rush. But I want to trust God for a glory invasion on your life today. Before we do that, anyone who is here who is not fully given to God, all have sinned and fallen short of glory. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life before the glory invasion and impartation happens. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the frontier as the first person to come out. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want addiction broken off my life. Addiction of smoking, addiction of tobacco, alcoholism, immoral addiction, prostitutious addiction, fornicative addiction, lying, cheating, duping, gambling, pornography. Anything that is not of God, that you think God is not happy with in your life, quickly rush to the frontier and let the yoke of that thing be broken. I'll give you the count of 10 while the singer sings and we'll receive you. 1.
I'll waste my life again and again.
2.
On you.
On you.
On you.
said, Lord,
for
on you,
on you,
on you, what a good way,
what a good way,
what a good way to be wasted, Lord.
Good way, good way,
good way.
On you,
on you,
on you.
Oh, on
you.
What a good way,
what a good way to be wasted,
Lord.
On you,
on you,
on you. Always my life. Quickly, step forward here. Please, the rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. And if you want to rededicate your life to God, your own is rededication. You've come out like this before, but you want to say, I want to renew my dedication to God. Pick your Bibles again and your bags. Continuing that song again, I'll give you the count of 5. I want to come back to God. 1. Thank you. Adonai, thank you. We worship you. In Jesus' name. Those of you in the front, place your hand on your chest. Pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Say amen. I pray for you today. Help from above. Mercy from above. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I declare it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.